What's up, ladies and gentlefuckers? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Tuesday the 18th of August. Ladies and gentlefuckers, that's my new intro. I thought I'd test out on you. See how many people get pissed off, or get offended, should I say. Don't get offended, it's only a joke. That's what it's... Don't be one of those cancel... You're going to cancel me, turn me off, because I said something that didn't agree. No, I don't think there's anybody who listens to this that even understands me. So I don't think you're going to be too put out by me calling you a gentle fucker. That's a good, that's like a positive. That's a, what's the word? That's endearing. A gentle fucker. It's a good name. It's a good, I'll let you use that. You can call somebody else that and they'll first think you're offending them or saying something, you know, derogatory. But it's actually a kindly pleasantry, we're going to call it. Anyway. Welcome, ladies and gentlefuckers. I'm only saying it to the blokes because the women will get offended and they will turn me off. Anyway, and I don't want anybody to be turned off by me. No, this is. I want you to be totally on and enjoy the podcast. Anyway, it's hot in America. Are you living in America? I know America's big, but it's hot in the what's it called? Furnace Creek in Death Valley National Park. Death Valley National Park, of course, it's that's the name of it because it would be Death Valley if you were walking through it in that temperature, 54.4 degrees. If I was walking through there on, walking through there with my Levi jeans on, and I'll tell you what, it would be called Furnace Creek, it'd be called Furnace Crack because you'd be fucking sweating yourself to death. There's no way you'd get to your destination, you'd definitely die. You'd have to wear Speedos only, and even they're going to be too hot. It'd be hard to... I mean, I'd love to go for a walk over there. I've not been to the desert of America. I've been near it. I've been to Las Vegas. So I guess I have been in the desert, but it's not really the desert, is it? It's like... It's a fucking fun fair in the middle of the desert. And I spent a fucking lot of money. And then I caught a bus out of there. I caught the Greyhound out of there, and the Greyhound... Wasn't a very pleasant ride, I've got to tell you. But anyway, I wouldn't want to be walking anywhere near there, not with my Levi jeans on, because that's what I do if I'm in America. I love all the old style America, the old 1950s, James Dean, Marilyn Monroe, all that kind of period. All the Cadillacs. I watched a great film the other day, America, what's it called? American Graffiti. I don't know what the hell's going on in the film, but I just loved all the, because it's set, it's actually filmed. Filmed in the 70s only, but I think it's based in the 50s, what knows, but it's got all the cars and all the styles and everything's brilliant. As I said, I don't know what the hell was going on in the film, but who's in it? What's his name? Oh, fucking hell, who's the guy who catches the goes after the sharks? Richard Dreyfuss, he's in it, and he's about 10 years old, but he's about 18 years old, and he's really young, fresh faced. You can tell it's Richard Dreyfuss, but I've only ever known Richard Dreyfuss from Jaws onwards. And Jaws onwards, he's got a beard or he's like obviously a lot older. But it's fucking him and he's about 18 years old. It's really weird. He's almost like Benjamin Button because he's got... It's almost like he's gone back in time because I watched it after watching all his old ones. Anyway, he's a great actor. He did a brilliant film, comedy film with Emilio Estevez. Oh, he did two of them. What's that? Stakeout. They were funny as fuck. That's when Emilio Estevez was doing the rounds, top of his game. Where's he gone all of a sudden? Emilio Estevez. I'm going to say his name again, Emilio Estevez. Emilio Estevez. Yes, Charlie Sheen's brother. Why is he called Emilio Estevez? That's for another day. He's got the same dad anyway. Must be his mum. Must have thought, I'm not being called Sheen next to that fucking nutcase. I want to be called Estevez because I don't look anything like an Estevez, but I'm going to be called Estevez because if I'm called Sheen, I'm going to be associated with that nutcase. And he's a nutcase. That's the Sheens. Martin Sheen's good. I saw a great film with Martin Sheen in as well. Oh, this is meant to be about the news. What are you doing? But there was a great film with Martin Sheen, really young. And he's in the Levi's and that as well, in a white T-shirt. I think he's playing a nutcase. Of course he's playing a nutcase. But, what was it? Oh, he's a young, broody criminal. I'm sure he is. Oh, we'll have to remember the name of that. But it's a really good film anyway. There you go. To see where Charlie gets it from, from that film. Anyway, let's move on. And he's in Apocalypse Now. He's a good actor then, wasn't he? A teenager who secretly made Scrumpy Jack. A teenager who secretly made Scrumpy Cider for you foreigners. Scrumpy Cider in the shed told his mum it was fruit juice, and he grew to run an international cider firm. So he figured out how to make cider from apples, from nicking apples off scrumping. And he learned it from a book at the age of 15. And then he's making fucking millions, probably selling it around the world on these cans. It's called Ascension. So there you go, a little fucking thing like that. That's how you make money, because you get onto something and it just fall on it by accident, and all of a sudden you go, fuck me, that's actually selling and making money. Let's keep it going. I need one of those ideas, because my ideas are all over the place. I've made not a fucking bean today. My ideas are to make a podcast that nobody even knows about. That's my great big money-making scheme. When I get loads and loads of listeners, they'll be laughing on the other side of your face, because that's when the money's going to come. I'll be sitting here with a big sombrero hat on doing this, and I'll be calling myself Wayne Estevez. Wayne Estevez. Why are you calling yourself Wayne Estevez? I said, because I've made loads of money. I can do what the fuck I want. So I'm wearing this fucking sombrero hat. And I said, it's a podcast anyway. Nobody bothers watching the video. So it doesn't matter whether I've got this sombrero hat on, these Speedos, and I'm in the 54 degree heat in the middle of Death Valley doing the podcast from there. Nobody will give a shit, because they're only listening to it. Anyway, so that's a little advertisement to tell you that there's videos on YouTube. Check them out. Disney is about to have his first bisexual lead character, a 14-year-old witch. Now, that I'm all for bisexual characters in Disney. I'm all for bisexual people. I'm all for meeting bisexual people. Women, of course. But anyway, Disney's going to have a bisexual character. 14 years old. So what are you going to say about that? I mean, is there any rules against 14-year-olds sleeping with 14-year-olds? I don't think that's probably all cool, isn't it? But, you know, a 14-year-old showing the sexy side of a 14-year-old, that's got to be frowned upon. And I'm not one to complain anyway, so it doesn't really bother me. But I'm sure some people are going to fucking be all over that. The points of view hotline are going to be, someone's going to be tangled up. The operator's going to be tangled up. She's going to be fucking strangling herself with the fucking phone lines when somebody mentions that. But anyway, whatever, there's a 14-year-old character. So they got a bisexual lead character in that. They had a gay character in the one not long ago. What was that one called? Can't remember. I think it had a gay name. So that's good. But I'll tell you what, they're on the way to the first porn film. Hopefully that's fucking above age. You've got to be over 16 at the very least for porn films. Or is it 18 in America? You certainly can't be 14. But Disney, they're heading that way. If they have a Disney channel, they've got to cover it all. You can't. Adults like Disney as well, you know. Adult likes Disney films. So why don't you make an adult Disney film? Cover, you know, you're covering all the fucking sexualities. You're going to have like a transvestite soon, of course. But now you're going to have to get onto, maybe you're going to make a transvestite porn film, Disney film, with a unicorn in it. I don't know. I can give you loads of ideas. Just get in touch. Get in touch on the comments or on the Jungle Drums. Just don't complain about me talking about a 14-year-old bisexual lead character. I'm just passing on the information that it's from a Disney film, not from me. Anyway, Robocop should soon become reality. Scientists have found a way to merge human tissue with cyborg technology. I thought they'd done that in the fucking 80s with the Bionic Man. And we're only talking about it now. Loads of people have got metal arms and stuff now, haven't they? But I want to see more of it. I'd even consider having my arm off if I knew I could have a cyborg arm. If I knew I could have a cyborg, well, what about you? If you knew that there's a chance of you having a cyborg arm, would you fucking let somebody snap your arm? What's that film where somebody breaks their arm? Escape to Victory. Sylvester Stallone has to have his arm broke in the film. No, not Sylvester Stallone. Sylvester Stallone is going to be the goalkeeper. They want Sylvester Stallone to be the goalkeeper, so they break the goalkeeper's arm so that he can't play, so Sylvester Stallone can be the goalkeeper. But would you listen? And they put his arm between two planks of wood and somebody stamps on it. It's fucking horrible to think. I mean, it's not too graphic, but the thought in your head about somebody doing that is horrible. But I'd do it to have a cyborg arm. I'll let you do it. If it means that then I can just fucking grab people round the neck, strangle them, do what I want. You got this, or the fucking knockout punch every single time without even putting much effort in. I'll take it. Maybe you can do cyborg things with the ladies with your hand as well. There's all sorts, loads of things you can do. Maybe it's a phone as well, and you don't need a phone. You just talk into the hand that is metal, it's got a screen in the middle of it. It's all going on. But I tell you, we took a cyborg punch the other day. The racist on the train. That's like the film, The Woman on the Train, or that Norwegian film, wasn't it? The Woman on the Train. But anyway, this is The Racist on the Train. English racist got sparked out on the train. He was calling out all the black people, all the black kids on the train. He was calling them fucking names and shouting racist abuse at them. And he got fucking sparked out. He stood there with his fist clenched as three kids were getting off. And one of them, and the shortest one of the three as well, I thought it was going to be the tall guy up front. He just walked out. I think they had it all planned. And the tall guy walked past, and then the all three pretended to walk past, and the middle one turned around and fucking put one on him and put him straight into, I think he was watching Disney films for a while where he was lying on the floor. He was in fucking his own world. Maybe a Disney film with the racist in it, and the Disney film was the racist getting sparked out. You could recreate that because he was he didn't know where he was. And hopefully the police don't follow it up, because the guy was fucking causing the hassle. Just the one kid just dealt with it and put him on his ass. Fucking brilliant. It's all over YouTube if you want to see it. It's on the tube in London, and it's on YouTube. So if you want to see the video, you want to see a racist get knocked out on the London tube, you'll find it. Anyway, so if you're watching, you prat. Don't go and be racist, because it's embarrassing, because there's people filming you for starters. Even if you didn't get knocked out, you were being filmed and made to look like a fucking idiot. But being sparked out like that, I'll tell you what, you got to go and hide under your bed covers, because even all your racist mates are going to go, "What the fuck, you fucking stupid idiot? You made us look like a rod bunch of fucking idiots." And we are a bunch of fucking idiots, and you've made us look like it. We were trying to get away from that and look hard, but unfortunately you made us look like we're fucking not even hard. So now everyone's going to knock us out. And rightly so. Anyway, let's move on. Panini football stickers from the 1986 Mexico World Cup sold for £1,700. If you got any fucking football stickers, the whole album full, you got to fill it up. And I think even if it weren't full, it would have sold. I had one of them, but that was the first fucking sticker album that I collected, the Mexico 86. I didn't complete it though, but I haven't got it anymore because my mum threw all my shit like that away. I didn't know about collectibles at the time, but £1,700. So if you got anything that's a full book anywhere, dig it out, put it online. It's fucking better as the money. Take fucking photos of it and put it on your computer and sell the real thing. Don't hold on to it, because I don't think prices go up and down, but that one, that was good. That was Mexico World Cup. That was the first time I got into football as well. Was that the Maradona? I'm sure that was the Maradona one. The Hand of God. I was, because I was in the junior school. I remember I fucking might shed a tear at that. Even though I was secretly loving Maradona. I think I was in love with Maradona, as everybody was, but not against my team. Anyway, would you Adam and Eve it? There's going to be a Cockney Museum. Cockney Museum's coming to London. It's bound to be somewhere in Cockney. No, it's not. It's going to be in Surrey. What's it going to be doing in Surrey? That's not even in the fucking East End. The museum in Stoneleigh in Surrey recreates the East End in the 1880s and features 25 pearl suits known as the Cockney Crown Jewels. And there's going to be loads of other stuff. But anyway, it's going to be good. I mean, it'd be good. There's going to be East End of London. That's like all the geezers, all the gangsters, all the characters, a lot of characters, a lot of fucking hoodlums, a lot of fucking wide boys, a lot of fucking blokes who only their mothers would love. But, dodgy dealings, that's all my fucking thing. I love it. And, great train robbers, all that. That was all from over there. Jelly deals, not very nice, but still. Fucking, it's a staple of the Cockney diet. Anyway, so if you want to go to the Cockney Museum, Don't go to Cockneyland, which is the east end of London. Go to Surrey, Stoneleigh, because that's where it is. That's like Birmingham. It's like me having a Birmingham museum. There's bound to be a Birmingham museum coming soon as well. Peaky Blinders one, 100%. You can go on a Peaky Blinder tour of Birmingham if you go to Birmingham. But anyway, there's going to be one. But it will be in Birmingham. It won't be outside of fucking Birmingham because that's stupid. Right, last one I'm going to do. A lorry driver supposed to be carrying perfume and coffee arrived at Dover Docks filled with 3 million fake cigarettes. 3 fucking million. I tell you what, and I know people who buy them cigarettes, the fucking 200 packs of cigarettes, and like the cigarettes fucking almost like you can tell the fake. You can tell some of them are fake. The voice changes because they're scraping their throat, and they burn down super quick. I set your house on fire if you weren't watching them. I've seen them fake fags. But that's because the fags are too expensive now, so people try and get get fags over from Europe. But the fags over from Europe are all right because they're cheaper. But people bring in the fake ones, pretending to be bringing the ones in from Europe. And he's brought in fucking 3 million. So, well, he hasn't. He's been caught with them, unfortunately. So he's going to get fucking done. But that saved a few people's throats. Give them a little bit more respite from throat cancer. I fucking feel like I've been smoking some fake cigarettes anyway. My voice is going hoarse. That's because I'm talking and giving it my all for this podcast, of course. Anyway, I'm leaving it there because I need a drink because I'm a little bit hoarse. Talking about fake cigarettes has made my voice go funny. So keep your eye out. If somebody's offering you 200 fags, and check the writing on them, because usually the writing's all back to front because they usually come from China and they try and write in the language, and it's all fucking gobbledygook. They don't get it right, so if they anything like that, then you know it's bullshit. So just check it out. But they still smoke well anyway. If you're cheapskate, they still smoke like fags. They just fucking make your throat sore as fuck. Anyway, I've said the word fuck too many times there. I'm going to leave it, and hopefully you've enjoyed it. And I'm going to do another one. I'm going to finish on another one. Sorry, I can't finish on that. I've said fuck too many times in that sentence. Smartphones can tell you when you're drunk by the way you walk. Smartphones can tell that you're drunk. And probably, it'd be good if you can connect it up to your car, because it's meant to be now to deter people from driving. But most people who get in and drive, they think they're completely sober, so they're normally walking totally fine, but they are over the limit. Anybody who's going to fucking drive when they're hobbling all over the street and then get in their car, they couldn't give a shit what the smartphone tells them. He knows he's pissed. He's just driving anyway. It's the ones who don't know that you're hobbling. So you need the smartphone to connect to your car to switch the ignition off so that you can't drive whether you want to do it or not. That's the way forward. Anyway, I'm leaving it there. I didn't say fuck too many times that time. Anyway, I'm off. I'll see you again tomorrow. Hopefully you've enjoyed it, and have a great evening. See you later. Bye.